Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord. I am sure that this will come as no great shock to any of you, but when something irritates me, I have a tendency to respond with sarcasm. And one of the things that's always irritated me is when people grumble about living in Michigan. It's too cold, it's too snowy, it's too hot, it's too humid, it's too cloudy, it's too sunny. It doesn't matter what it is. And my typical sarcastic response is, "Well, I don't think there's a fence around the state. Why are you still here?" With that being said, I have a little trivia question for you. What is the state motto? Steve will give you a dollar if you get it right. Okay, I'm hearing it. Who's? Well, let me hear it again. I got it clear. Okay, he gets the dollar. It's actually around you. It's around you. I could give you off a point for that. If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look around you. Because that's always been my understanding. I love living here. I love seasons. I would get bored if we just had one season all of the time. I love the beauty of the Great Lakes. It's like living on the ocean without the hurricanes. We don't have usually massive wildfires. We don't have huge earthquakes. We just have a little bit of snow and a little bit of gloom for a couple of months. I like living here. And I know what I want. Well, you have both Herod and the Magi going and searching for something, and they don't even know what they want. Herod is scared. He thinks that whatever he's searching for is going to threaten his power or make the Romans mad at him. So he is scared. The Magi are simply following an instinct and astrology, and they're not sure what they're looking for. But the reality is, in their own way, Herod's twisted, the Magi not so much. What they're really looking for is happiness, peace, and contentment. A happy life. And they're out searching for that. And that's the same thing that all of us search for, happiness. Now, oftentimes we search for that happiness in ways that don't really work. We search for it in wealth or fame or prestige. We search for it in all kinds of vices. And it never works. It never, ever works. However, if we can get to a point where we convince ourselves that that happiness, that peace, and that contentment is actually only found in the loving presence of God that we know in Jesus Christ, and we learn to absorb that and recognize that with us always, guess what? Happiness, peace, and contentment follow along without even trying. So in a way, that state motto we have, if you seek a pleasant peninsula, look around you, can be said for if we want happiness, peace, and contentment, look around us. Because the presence of Jesus Christ is already with us. It's in our brothers and sisters. It's in our parish. It's in our hearts. Never distant, always intimately close. Herod couldn't figure that out and suffered because of it. The Magi, we don't know. My guess is they began to gain more and more insight. But we have 2,000 years of tradition in all of Scripture and all of the sacraments to remind us of that reality. Let's be sure we listen to it.